Hi there. What does it mean to be disciples of Jesus in these times of isolation, where many of us have got more time on our hands than normal? What does it mean to be disciples of Jesus when some of us have lives that are so full and tiring, like key workers or parents with young children, perhaps those living in cramped accommodation as well? How can we grow closer to Jesus and each other at this time? How can we be more effective missionally? We don't want to stand still, do we? Sadly, our buildings may be closed, but Cornerstone Baptist Church is not closed. Amen? This series aims to encourage people to find resources for now in the spiritual disciplines. And it will also provide ideas to help us engage creatively with these disciplines in this time of lockdown. So folks, this is a new sermon series. It's called Disciplined Disciples. And I'm kicking it off looking at the theme of God's Word, the Bible. If you know me, you'll probably know that I love books. And there's one book that I will always need, and so will you. The Bible. In our passage for this morning, we have Paul writing to Timothy. It's a mentor to mentee kind of relationship, a bit like on The Karate Kid where Mr. Miyagi is communicating with Daniel. Timothy knew the Old Testament scriptures. They were taught to him by his mum and his grandma, and Paul had a big influence on him too. In our passage, we hear Paul telling Timothy to continue in what he'd been taught. And Timothy knew from his childhood that the scriptures were important. Verse 15 tells us that. If you're a parent or a grandparent, be aware that you can have great influence on the children in your life, particularly if you can guide them to understand that the Bible is important for them from their childhood. That is such a significant thing to do. But the wonderful news for us is that we have even more scripture than Timothy. We have the New Testament too, more of God's revelation. One thing we learn from Paul writing to Timothy is that we never outgrow our need for God's word. One of Satan's greatest lies is that we don't need scripture at all, or that we can outgrow it somehow. But scripture contradicts this. From our reading today, we've heard that all scripture is God-breathed and sufficient. But the world around us also places importance on the word Bible. I've seen books around and about called the Lego Bible, Mary Berry's Baking Bible, other books that are clearly not Bibles, but they put the word Bible in their title. And to me, that says something. People see the Bible as, or the word Bible, as communicating authority and sufficiency. There's something very important in this. And I don't know about you, I'm not one to blow my own trumpet normally, but I am so good at reading the Bible. I really am. My Bible reading could punch a lot of your Bible readings in the face and knock it out. Really, it really could. You know, I sometimes just think when I open the Bible app that I am such a good Christian. I really do feel it, you know, because on the Bible app, YouVersion, it gives you medals and awards if you log in every day, if you highlight a certain amount of verses and all the rest of it. And you can get to thinking you're a really good Christian. But actually, just to show that I'm not being arrogant here, it also begs the question, is that person opening the app or book and doing nothing else with it? Or are they actually reading it? Because there is a big difference there. And you know, anyone can highlight anything. Doesn't mean they're actually taking it in or making good use of it. So what I think I'm trying to say is that it's important that we read the Bible. I wonder how you read the Bible. It's very important, not just that we open it up and look at it and take it in, but also that we expect that God will speak to us through it. To be more like Jesus, we've got to know him first and foremost. We've also got to grow in his ways, and we can only do that if we know his ways. In our passage from today, verses 16 and 17 are important. They talk about training and being equipped. And this is all from God's word. They speak of growth, and it's brilliant. God wants us to grow and become more like Jesus. The entirety of the Bible is written by men, but every letter is breathed by God the Holy Spirit. As somebody said recently, the author is your roommate. How exciting is that? That if we are Christians, born again believers following Jesus, we have God's Holy Spirit inside us, speaking to us as we read, wanting to help us understand and live the word that he himself breathed out. Every part is there for a reason, and it's good. I don't know if you've ever seen the film Dead Poets Society with Robin Williams. He plays a quirky English teacher, and at one point he is slating the poetry books that his students have been given to read. So he's getting them to rip the pages out, rip them out and throw them away. And it's really fun to watch. You can't do that with the Bible, though, because we need it all. I mean, you can rip the pages out of the Bible. Don't try that at home. I'm not advocating it. We need them all. We've heard that already this morning. You know, there was a guy on Alpha, on the teaching, who he realised that the pages are actually, you could roll a cigarette out of them. You know, smoke something if you want to. So this guy ripped and smoked his way through Matthew, Mark and Luke. But when he got to John, he realised that this stuff is real. This stuff is life-changing. He realised the importance of the Bible, the whole Bible, and I dare say he bought another one, a full one, and repented for having ripped those earlier pages out. The purpose of Scripture is communication. A holy and loving God wanting to reveal himself to the world that he has created. Wanting to reveal his nature, his will, his plan that all will know him. So his plan for salvation. His faithfulness to his chosen people, Israel. How he brought in the new covenant to bring in folk like yourself and me. How we can serve and know him. It's all in this wonderful book. All Scripture is God-breathed. Even the stuff we question or struggle to work through. Even the books we never hear a message on. So let's have a 5-second silence for poor old Obadiah. I can't wait to meet that guy. All Scripture is useful for teaching and rebuking and more. So may we read it with a teachable spirit. God's word has the power to challenge and change us if we will let it. I don't know if you've seen the film The Greatest Showman. Rach, my wife and I, we love that film. And we'd seen it a few times, and I noticed that during the song This Is Me, there's a guy with a moustache. And I was being a bit sarcastic because I saw this guy with the moustache mixed in with all the other rather unique individuals. And I was saying, well, yeah, I mean, because that's really weird, isn't it? You know, let's all go and find a guy with a moustache and stick him in a circus. But then Rach pointed out, having looked, He's got a third leg. He was in the circus not because of his amazing moustache, but because he had three legs. It's very easy to see something time and time again and think you know it all. But to actually then notice there's something that you're not actually noticing. I don't know if this resonates with you, but sometimes I can read the same passage in the Bible again and again and again, and I think, oh, you know, I know that one. You know, it's good and all, but I know it. But then suddenly I realise there's something else there. There's still more juice. There's still more plums to find, if only we're willing to look and read with expectant, open hearts. There is always something new. And to know what the Bible teaches, we really do need to be disciplined disciples and get into it, because the Word of God equips us to do the work of God. I'm a keen reader, but there are some great apps as well that help you listen to the Word if you find that helpful. So, for example, the Bible app YouVersion is great for that. There's also some ways that we can listen to the Word and a devotion that goes with it. So you might be listening to Peter's Pertinacious podcast, and if you're anything like me, you might have had to Google what pertinacious means. But there's also some great apps you can get, like Lectio 365, where you hear the Word and a devotion to go with it. You actually hear the Word twice, so it has a greater chance of sinking in. We need to read the Bible prayerfully, though, as disciplined disciples, expecting that God will speak, because it needs to change us. It's not just head knowledge. It needs to go into our hearts too, and from there it goes into our experiences. The Bible is not just information, you see. It's God's revelation that leads to transformation. We need to be listening for God's voice and ready to respond, because he will speak to us when we read his Word. Somebody said, I read the Bible almost every day, almost on a Monday, almost on a Tuesday, almost on a Wednesday. You get the drift. I get the fact that everyone is busy. We are all busy. But we need to stop being so flaky with the Bible. We give time to the things we care about the most. If our relationship with Jesus is our biggest priority, which it should be, then we will change how we read his Word and when we read his Word, where we need to change those things. I wonder how much your relationship with God is worth to you. I'm challenged by this as well, by the way. A recent thing I've been reflecting on is that Jesus used scripture to defeat the lies of the devil. He needed to know it in order to do that. And for us, it's so important as disciplined disciples that we read and know God's Word. A Christian without the Bible is like a computer without the internet. And nobody wants to be a Commodore 64. Am I right? Reading the Bible is a discipline. R. Kent Hughes said, "No discipline, no discipleship." A disciplined disciple reads the Bible and wants God to speak through it. It's not a chore. If we ever think it is, we need God's help to change our hearts on that. It's actually a means of grace, an invitation for a deeper walk with God. God wants to speak to you and I when we read the Bible. Do we believe that? Will we let him? Peter is about to lead us in an exercise where God has the chance to do that. So folks, let's open up this super book and open up our hearts at the same time to hear from God. Amen.